My friends in Christ, for the Easter Vigil, we have a wonderful introduction that begins our entrance into the Word of God. We hear, "Let us listen with quiet hearts to the Word of God. Let us meditate on how God in times past saved his people. And in these, the last days, he has sent us his Son as our Redeemer." And so when we listen to those readings from the Old Testament, and then also from St. Paul in the Gospel, we're listening to how God saved his people, what he did to bring them out of dire straits, how he loved them, and how today, in our own time, he has sent us Christ as our Redeemer. It's a beautiful opportunity to meditate on what God has done and what God is doing. There's a great American theologian who passed away in 2017 named Robert Jensen. He was instrumental in the work of ecumenism, trying to bring Christian denominations together in professing the same faith in Christ. But he was known especially for his theology of story. And so it was his conviction that the church is called to tell the story of salvation to God and then to the world, which sounds a little odd. Why would we tell the story of salvation to God? He wrote it. He's operative in it. He knows everything about it. But his point was, we tell the story of salvation to God in worship. We say, "God, we were lost and broken by our sins. We were blind, but you healed us. You gave us new life. You gave us new vision. Blessed be you. Praise be God who saves us, who redeems us." And then we say that same message to the world in proclamation, in the work of evangelization. We say the same thing. We were lost, but now we're found. We were blind, but now we've been given the ability to see. And we share that with the world. But Jensen goes on to say, the challenge today is that the world has lost its story. And so people don't see anymore how they need to be forgiven, how they can be restored, what it means to find new life in God. It's not part of their story. And sometimes, if we're honest, we can admit that sometimes we lose our place in the story. The Easter Vigil is a beautiful opportunity for us to be reminded and to reconnect with our story. We listen in these wonderful readings this evening to what God did and to what God is doing. And so we listen to the story of creation in the book of Genesis. And we're reminded of the words of the psalmist, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God didn't just bring you and I into existence. He loved us into being. It's been said that if God were to cease thinking about you and I for one moment, we would cease to exist. He loves us into creation and into existence, and he sustains us with that same love. And like the people of Israel, we find ourselves confronted by forces and powers beyond our strength. We hear of Israel, led by Moses, backed up against the Red Sea. Their enemies, the Egyptians, are about to crush them. When God suddenly says to Moses, "Lift up your staff over the sea," and the waters part, and the people of Israel go through on dry land, and the waters close up and crush their enemies. And so it is with you and I, backed up by sin and death. Suddenly God lifts up the cross. It's the wood of the cross lifted up that drives back the powers of sin and death and gives us new life. That's our story. And just as the people of Israel failed, and we fail, so God says to them, I espoused myself to you. He speaks to them through Isaiah, through Baruch, through the prophets this evening. I love you. I've espoused myself to you. I will be faithful to you. Perhaps not so much dramatically as in Ezekiel, who tells us about how God sent the people of Israel among all the nations as a punishment because they were unfaithful. And yet even among the nations, God says through Ezekiel the prophet, you profane my holy name. And so God says, I will do something that you were not expecting. I will act in a way now that you were not anticipating. And we stand back in awe and in fear. What could it be? And God says, I will sprinkle clean water upon you. That's what I will do. I'll place my spirit within you. I'll give you a new heart so you can love like never before. That's our story. God gives us the Holy Spirit even when we fail, even when we falter. He gives us what we need to love Him. And so it is we listen to St. Paul, who says, you were baptized into the death of Christ, so you rise to new life with Him. That's our story. And the empty tomb, Mary Magdalene comes to that place with disappointment, with sorrow, with worry and concern. Who will roll back the stone, she says to herself. Who will roll back the stone? But the stone's already been moved. And so it is, the things we worry about, the things we concern ourselves with, God says, I have something greater for you. The tomb is empty. There's a new beginning. That's our story. How are we called to announce that story to God in worship? To say we've been saved, we've been touched by you, we've been healed, we've been made new. Blessed be God. And then to leave this place and go out into the world and announce that same message to those around us in proclamation, in evangelization. May we meditate well on these scripture passages this evening and live them out well in the world we live in.